According to an Environment Canada Special Air Quality Statement, high levels of air pollution caused by the smoke emanating from forest fires in Quebec and northeastern Ontario plagued North Bay and the area over this past weekend and in the early part of this week, resulting in deteriorated air quality. See related. Here's how to check for dangerous air quality levels in North Bay. The air quality measuring website AQI showed North Bay had the second worst pollution ranking worldwide on Sunday. North Bay was down to 10th Monday morning and had dropped to 34th as of 4 p.m. on Monday. As of Tuesday morning, North Bay's air quality is considered to be good, although nearby Sudbury still ranked first in Canada and second in the world on the poorest air quality list. As we have seen already this early summer, local air quality depends largely on wind shifts. C. Forest Fire Center declares 2023 already worst year ever for Canadian wildfires. Our region's air quality readings remained in the high-risk and very high-risk categories for days, according to the Air Quality Health Index. Despite the heavy rains Monday afternoon into Tuesday, there was some concern conditions would not improve until Tuesday night or Wednesday. See also, recent rain not enough to lift fire ban, says Chief Whiteley. And, fire ban won't stop local Canada Day fireworks. The North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit is sharing some advice in response to some of the more frequent questions Beta Day has received on how to weather the smoke when and if it returns. See the health unit's answers below. The number one way to avoid breathing the smoke is to head indoors. However, this solution is not possible for all members of the population. What should those without shelter do to escape the smoke? Understandably, some folks may not have access to an indoor space with air conditioning and may start to feel overheated with their windows closed or may not have an indoor space to visit at all. In these instances, we encourage folks to visit places with cleaner, filtered air that are already accessible to the public, such as libraries or shopping malls. Are free masks available for protection? The health unit has a limited number of NIOSH-certified N95 or equivalent respirators to provide to high-risk individuals such as children, seniors, pregnant people and people with lung and/or heart conditions. If you are unable to purchase your own mask, you may stop by the health unit during business hours until 4:30 p.m. to pick up a NIOSH-certified N95 or equivalent respirator, while supplies last. For those who have the means, masks can be purchased at locations such as hardware stores. What about outdoor sports? The health unit recommends that people listen to their bodies, possibly move the activity indoors, and reduce or stop activities if they are experiencing symptoms. The health unit encourages those who might be at greater risk from poor air quality to regularly check the AQHI website for forecasts and plan their activities accordingly. More questions or air quality concerns? For more information, visit http://www.myhealthunit.ca/air.